Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The harsh winter weather we've just endured has resulted in a number of problems, and one has unfolded for a Jefferson County farmer with only 10 acres and a unique blend of crops.
Definitely later this year. Yeah, we're probably at least 10 days behind, and I can't get them to move the derby, so we're going to have shorter mint that goes in the mint juleps this year.
Bill Doan is the chief grower of mint supplier to Kroger's, and they're the chief supplier to Churchill Downs.
We'd like to have 8 to 10 inches. And when it grows in the field, it's not all exactly the same height. And so when you're going through cutting it, some of it might be 14, 16 inches tall. Some of it might be 8 to 10. So you cut it in a contour of what the top of it looks like.
Cold temperatures delaying growth, hail ripping it to shreds, weather can be challenging.
I worry about it every year. And this year, it's a year to worry. So we will have it. There will be mint. It's just not going to be as big as it was. And there will be a shorter supply because we actually had a tough winter and we lost areas in the field that actually froze out that I've never had happen before.
The weather, year to year, even for a city farmer, is always their main concern.
Weather always plays a factor in this. And there were a few years ago, we had a hailstorm and it just about wiped out the mint crop. So, you know, anything can happen, but that's agriculture.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know that rural properties don't fit into a nice little box. Rural home, lot, and construction loans can be tricky for banks to navigate, but for us, they're what we deal with every day. In fact, the more out of the box the property you're interested in, the more we can do to help streamline the loan process. To simplify your financing needs, call 855-605-9346 or visit e-farmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
Jefferson County produce farmer Bill Doan in the community of Pleasure Ridge Park says these days more fresh herbs are being used in everyday food preparation, and the buy local, eat fresh movement helps. His farm is surrounded by apartments, houses, and condos, but for now, he's still making a go of it.
We have the 10.6 acres. We usually grow about 7 to 8 acres of kale and collard greens that we supply Kroger with. We have that planted this year, and we have 2 acres of mint, and then we have some greenhouses with mint. And we also sell some nursery stock, mostly boxwoods, to a few garden centers. That's essentially what we do. The mint is probably 40% of our business. That is year-round, so it's not just Derby Town, because we ship every week to Chicago on a regular basis.
Bill Doan of Doan & Doan Gardens, surrounded in Jefferson County, still hanging in there. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.